digging in the dirt. Digging in the dirt.
This is Digging in the Dirt with Kevin Gallagher, where Kevin and his guests dig a little deeper into today's issues surrounding the environment, farming, gardening, and food.
In this segment of Digging in the Dirt, I'm with Dave Chapman, an organic farmer for 37 years at Longwind Farm in Vermont. And today we're going to talk a lot about what is organic and why that is important. Dave has said in the past that organic is in the soil, and why we're bringing that up is that the National Organic Standards Board decreed that hydroponic can be organic, and Dave was on the opposite side of that argument when they were trying to decide about it, and then it came down the other day. I saw David speak just recently, and when he was talking about this, I could feel the angst and almost pain in the voice over what you obviously feel is a great wrong going on here with the National Organic Standards Board. Can you explain why this is so important to you?
Yeah. As I have gotten into this issue, I have discovered that the hydroponic debate is only one piece of the puzzle of the destruction of the National Organic Program that I think is going on. That's the door I came in, but there were a lot of things going wrong that I didn't realize. I think that the organic movement has a pretty good idea of what organic means, and certainly throughout the last 80 years and throughout the rest of the world, the commonly agreed upon understanding of organic is that it's about tending to the life in the soil, and that if you are successful at that, if you can become a good livestock farmer for those soil microbes and soil bigger than microbes too, little animals and large animals, that and plants, the plants are part of that community, that ultimately the plants will thrive and be genuinely healthy. And the animals eating those plants, including us, will also thrive and be genuinely healthy. So that's the idea of what organic means. It's been reduced in sort of the world of organic to be defined as organic meaning that you don't use prohibited pesticides or prohibited fertilizers. But that was never the core meaning of organic. That was just, if you do things right at farming, then hopefully you don't need pesticides. And that's a good feedback loop about whether you are doing it right.
Mm-hmm. So has this come down to a clash between the bureaucrat and the actual organic growers that are out there in the United States? It was a fairly narrow decision, wasn't it, to say that, what did they say? Again, that the hydroponic can be organic. The Recirculating Farms Coalition, a group of eco-conscious high-tech farmers and innovators, says that the message is that sustainability and innovation are valuable in U.S. agriculture, and that they are providing that.
Yeah, they're inventing a great deal of meaning to what happened, but the vote was whether or not to prohibit hydroponics from organic. And that had already happened from the same group in 2010, and they voted something like 14-1 that hydroponics should not be certifiable as organic. And that recommendation was ignored and then opposed by the National Organic Program. So this was the same body, although different members now, 7 years later, basically voting on the same issue. And this time, the recommendation failed 8-7, meaning the recommendation to ban hydroponic failed. So that's an enormous shift in 7 years. So everybody on this was picked within the last 5 years by Tom Vilsack, Obama's Secretary of Agriculture. And for me, this was a glaring proof that the whole system is flawed. The people making this decision, defining what organic means for the United States of America, really have no deep understanding of what organic means and are not the people who should be making that decision. They were meant to represent the organic community, and I think that the choices of them have been very biased based on other issues. There are a lot of economic interests. As organic has become a big deal in the marketplace, which is wonderful, that's people wanting to make healthy choices and support good agriculture. It has attracted a lot of interest from economic interests who have they don't care about organic at all. What they care about is the market premium that they might get for being able to use that label. And this is perhaps an inevitable development, that as things succeed, they start to sow their own destruction. I think that what's going on is a conflict between the National Organic Program, which is a branch of the USDA, and the organic movement. And unfortunately, the USDA now owns the word organic. So if we choose to do something else to find some other way of identifying what I would call real organic farming, we're going to probably also have to come up with a new word for it, because they will crush us like gnats if we use the word organic without their approval.
Yeah. They actually own the word organic.
They took it by right of eminent domain.
They did?
Yeah.
When?
Yeah. Oh, I think that the Organic Food Production Act passed in the late 90s and the national, which Organic Food Production Act, it's called OFPA, is the law that Senator Leahy and others got through to have the government get involved in organic standards. And the purpose was to protect organic. The purpose was to protect consumers and to protect farmers and make sure that the standards were upheld and were transparent. And unfortunately, the opposite is what has happened. I would say you cannot trust the label now. And I say that with great regret, because I am a certified organic farmer. And I know many certified organic farmers, and they are real organic farmers. But right now, for example, there was just an attempt to reform the standards with new animal welfare standards. And if these animal welfare reform had been enacted, it would, according to the head of the National Organic Program, it would have decertified 3/4 of the certified organic eggs in America. Now, that's a big number. This is a staggering number, that the standards are so off. And everybody supports the reform. Everybody in the organic community, many think it's not strong enough and would like to see something much, much stronger, but nobody thinks it's too strong in the organic community. So why isn't it passed? It was finally approved by the USDA the last day of Obama's administration.
And can that be reversed by the current administration?
The current administration reversed it the first day. They said this is not going to be enacted. It needs to be studied further. And I don't believe while Trump is president it will ever be enacted, and perhaps never, no matter who is president at this point, because those confinement animal operations that are wrongfully getting certified have tremendous economic power. And they do control senators, they do control congresspeople, and that has an effect in making the rules.
Basically, I had Ronnie Cummins on, and he talked about this. You know, it's basically out and out lying, and they keep trying to sue to say you can't say that if you're not that. But now they've changed the rules so that you can be that and call yourself organic. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, my understanding is I don't know if I want to get too into the weeds. It's complicated how the rules are made and enforced, but is it fraud? For sure it's fraud. It's misrepresenting to people who eat and go in and spend their hard-earned dollars to get something that is certified as organic. It's misrepresenting what it is. And certainly there have been a series of stories in the Washington Post about a lot of the issues around the National Organic Program. The biggest organic dairy in America, Aurora Dairy, was the subject of one of those stories, and basically he proved pretty conclusively that those cattle never were on pasture. And they can tell that, among other things, they can test the milk and see whether or not that came from pasture-raised animals, and it did not. And yet they're still certified. The USDA investigated and said, no, it's legit. Nobody believes it's legit. So I think that that does tremendous disservice to people who are trying to buy organic food. Obviously, it's a disservice also to the real organic farmers who have to compete against fraud, fraudulently certified people.
Right, because you've said, what's the point of following all these expensive rules and planet-saving rules when growing in soil if a huge corporation can just build a factory and undercut your prices with a product that doesn't work toward the same goals?
Well, if I said that, I'll correct one thing. I think there's still a big point for following these rules. When I became organic, it was not because it was a lucrative market. There was absolutely no economic benefit to being organic, and that was before we even had certification. And when we first had certification, there was still no economic benefit. Now there is. But even before there was benefit, there were plenty of good reasons to do it for myself, for the people who eat the food. I don't think that the problem is just that nobody will follow the rule if USDA wasn't setting the rule. The problem is that it's very hard for a farmer to compete with somebody else under the same label because consumers, eaters, think that they're getting, you know, when somebody buys a pint of berries and it's got a picture on the cover and it looks like Elliot Coleman's farm, and you go, great, I want those. And they don't realize that it's coming from, you know, hundreds of acres, over 1,000 acres of plants growing in
China,
in pots. Well, no, in this country and in Mexico, but they're growing in coconut husks, and all the feed is just dripped in. That is not what people mean when they say, I want to buy something organic. If you go and you get a pint of milk or a quart of milk and it's got a nice picture of a cow eating in the grass on the cover, that's actually what you want to get. But that's not what you're always getting. And that's a tragedy. I mean, that's the government completely failing us. It's not a shocker, but, you know, they've failed at their responsibility.
Yeah, well, it's the same with all natural. Almost the entire consumer population believes that's something better.
In this case, though, there's actually a legal definition for what organic means, and they're not following it.
Right. So right? It's truly missed.
The Organic Food Production Act is pretty strong, and the rules are such that the animals must have access to pasture times a year where pasture is possible, but they do not on some of these operations. The chickens absolutely do not have access to the outdoors. We know that. It's not grown in soil. The berries from Driscoll's, over 1,000 acres, are not grown in soil. It should not be called organic. It's fine to offer them and say, these are hydroponic berries, they're wonderful. We think they're better than organic. I say, go for it. But to present them as if they were grown in soil, that's fraudulent.
So tell me why that's important. Why do you think food grown in soil is healthier than hydroponic?
Yes, that's the big question, Kevin, and it's actually what this work conference is about. So I believe that a fertile soil, which has a broad diversity of life forms in it, is capable of producing food that is nutritionally superior and that will feed you and make you healthier than food that is grown in a factory or in a hydroponic setup. And I don't believe that human beings have the wisdom to create an artificial parallel system that will successfully mimic the growing systems that have co-evolved for hundreds of millions of years. There's some complicated stuff going on there. And we only understand little parts of it. And we understand a lot more than we did 80 years ago. one of the great things that has happened in the last 80 years is that all the soil microbiology that I've seen, the mainstream soil microbiology, the mainstream soil zoology, the mainstream nutritional science, supports the allegations of Albert Howard and Eve Balfour, who were the founders of the organic movement back in the 1930s and 40s. They've just come up with better explanations for why they were right.
So what's going to happen? I mean, if this now has been corrupted, in your opinion, that this is now fraudulent, that you know the label organic is no longer a valid. I see it all the time on the cereal or whatever. There it is, USDA organic. If that's not going to be trusted by the consumer, where are we going to go with it? Is there going to be another label? Are there going to be other things? Is it possible to reverse it?
Well, there's a lot of angry farmers right now, and we're talking about it. And I honestly don't know. It's daunting to try and take on the USDA. And in my case, you know, I just spent 30 years building up this label. So I'm a little overwhelmed at the prospect of now saying, well, this label doesn't represent how I farm. And it's, you know, the sad thing is that it does represent how so many real organic farmers farm. And when I go to the store, I still choose to buy certified organic. But I'm careful, and for milk or meat, eggs, I actually go to Cornucopia and check out the particular farms to see how they're ranked, because I can't trust the organic seal. But I still support it because, you know, more often than not, it's right. For eggs, I don't trust it at all. And for milk, I know my dairies and figure out which ones I can buy from. What do we do now? I think that we have to become aware first of what is happening, all of us, and understand that the federal government is failing us, and talk to our stores about it, and ask the store, are these tomatoes hydroponically grown? They won't know the answer, but they ought to. They can find out if they work at it. And after 1,000 people ask a produce manager, they're going to find out. Maybe after 20 ask them, they're going to start to find out. Ask them to label it. The farmers are talking. I don't know if there's going to be a new label or not. We'll just have to see about that. But I think that regardless of that, and until that happens, the more that we can educate ourselves about why healthy soil matters, that's a big question, and it's a pretty interesting one. So it's not harsh duty to explore this question.
What can we tell the consumer in watching out for this? You're an organic farmer. You're not too sure about the organic label, especially in dairy and eggs and stuff like that. So what do you tell somebody who's going out there and, come on, $4.99 for a dozen organic eggs? You're saying that we can't trust that?
All I can say, obviously it's best to know your farmer. So if you can buy something locally and find out about that farm, that's the best. That's the best. If you can't, and a lot of us can't, I mean, I can, but I live in a pretty nice place in Vermont, and there's a great local agriculture. But if you can't, then you have to do some research, I say, and start to learn more about the farms that aren't in your area. We sell our tomatoes around New England, so I haven't met most of the people who eat our tomatoes. I get some lovely letters from them. But they can find out about us. They can do research, and I think that that's true. I would not, if you're just going for something generic and just buying some organic milk, I would encourage somebody to do more research than that. Mm-hmm. And there are good, for milk and meat and eggs, Cornucopia has pretty good reports.
And what is that, Cornucopia?
Cornucopia Institute, you can find them online, and they do a scorecard for meat, milk, and eggs, and it's useful. I once had the head of the National Organic Program coming for lunch to argue, no doubt, and I asked him, well, what do you like to eat? And he said, anything as long as it's organic. So I went to make some chicken soup, and I looked at the chicken, and it was certified. And I got it because he wanted certified organic, but I did some research and it wasn't organic. It wasn't real organic. It was a big CAFO from the Midwest. Mm-hmm. And when I told him that, we both laughed and he rolled his eyes. I rolled my eyes. He knew it wasn't organic too. You know, it's a complicated world we live in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Money talks.
Money doesn't just talk, it swears, as Bob Dylan would say.
Yeah.
And it talks very loudly. And that's what we're up against. We have a lot of power with our shopping decisions, with where we choose to spend our money. It changes the world.
Right.
So we need to think about how we can do that more skillfully.
Yeah, on this program we always say vote with your dollars.
Vote with your dollars, I agree. These are actually complex conversations, and they have complicated answers. So the whole point of organic farming is to embrace complexity. You know, that a complex ecosystem is a stable ecosystem. And I think that's true in how we try to make better choices.
Great. Well, thank you. We've been talking to Dave Chapman. He's an organic farmer for a long time and has a lot of wisdom, obviously. So appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, Kevin.
Take care.
Digging in the dirt. Digging in the dirt.
You've been listening to Digging in the Dirt with Kevin Gallagher.